All right. In three, in two, in one, welcome to the Yogi Show. I'm very excited. We have the bad yogi, Aaron Motz on. Aaron, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Doing great. I loved when you did this thing. It reminds me of a photo I did. My daughter and I, we did these beach yoga photo shoot, and she did it with the hands underneath her chin. And I did the same thing. And then I did like a who wore it better. I got zero fan votes. I got zero. That's my rude. Daughter got all the fan votes.
So rude. Kids take all the attention off of you. I mean,
they just do.
All the validation, all the attention. It's like, give me some likes. Give me some likes, please.
Yeah, give me some validation. You know? Thanks, Aaron. Aaron, for coming back onto the Yogi Show. Aaron was on season one of the Yogi Show, y'all. She's on the comeback train, on the comeback series with us, hanging out. So we're super grateful that you're taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule. This is the 766th time we've tried to schedule this podcast, everybody. And it's officially happening. And we're so excited to have Aaron here with us along for the show. So big, big thank you to you. And thank you to Brian. You know, I saw Brian yesterday. So if you're not on YouTube and you're listening, then you can't see us. But I saw Brian yesterday because we recorded, and I swear his beard got like 3 times longer in one day. I don't know what's going on over there, Brian, but
yeah, I don't know either. I went to comb it like right before this. And yeah, I was like, how did it get this long overnight? I don't know. I told you I might be a Marvel character, a villain, and it's coming. Like just the bearded guy. I don't know.
It's happening. You know, Halloween's around the corner. We're recording this episode just before Halloween. Aaron, what are you being for Halloween?
Okay, so I have a 2-year-old who's obsessed with the farm and all farm animals. So he has decided to be a chicken costume. He is not a chicken. He specifically says, like, when you ask him what he's going to be for Halloween, it's a chicken costume. So I'm going to be a farmer. I mean, really basic, you know, I can't even say it's very interesting, but we were, you know, young kids, they don't know anything. You can just, they don't want to be cool.
It's either they don't know anything or they know everything. I go both ways on like, wait, you know, like, you know everything about life, just be happy and play. Yeah. And then here I am like stressing out, like we have to eat dinner at 6:07. You're like, yeah. I'm just going to eat some crackers and watch this TV show.
Right.
They're wiser than us, but you know, they're also kind of dumb, which makes life a little easy when they're little. So yeah. It's funny how that combination works.
are you going to eat all his candy?
Yes. 100%. Okay.
That's the best thing about taking kids trick-or-treating. It's like, I have to examine the candy. I have to make sure, you know, it's safe. Yes.
Yeah.
One for me, one for you.
Have y'all seen those YouTube pranks? I think it was on TikTok too, where they like the parent, like the kid wakes up the next day, comes upstairs, there's like one Tootsie Roll left inside the bucket. Yes. Have you guys seen that? And the parent is like, sorry, we just got really hungry last night. We ate all of it. That's so horrible.
It's terrible. Yeah. But I mean, that's eating the candy that they collect is just the tax that they pay for having parents, you know?
Exactly.
I need it.
Yes.
Heard the word on that one. Heard the word.
For all the sleepless nights, like, just give me some candy, please.
Right. Now. It's the least you could possibly do.
Well, Aaron, your sense of humor is so good. When we had you on the show originally, back in the first season, Brian was like going hard on TikTok. I was like, Brian kept telling me every day, and I was like, yeah. And then I didn't really do anything. And I think we had just talked about, I think literally you had just started your TikTok platform. But don't quote me, because like 2020. And but I remember it was like you had like a few posts at some point, and then now you've grown that platform to something else. So you know, a lot of these comeback series conversations is like, okay, pre-pandemic we had a conversation and life was going in this direction, and then like now we're going over here. So like, what has life been like for you these last 20 months or whatever this is? And you know, how have you pivoted and shifted as far as like your business and like mindset? I'm like, hey, this is kind of the direction of the path I want to go with my life, business, etc.
I feel like the direction is more or less the same. Just the medium we've used to get there has evolved a little bit. Like when I first got on TikTok, I got on there knowing that, you know, if you're making content, you have to be on this platform. Like, it's clearly the one that's growing. So, you know, we have to be on there. It was actually my husband who was telling me, who's also my business partner. He's like, you know, you have to get on TikTok. And I was kind of resistant to it for a while because, you know, like when you switch to another platform, it's really intimidating to try to think of what am I going to do here? And TikTok is so different from Instagram. It requires so much more, it's more performative than Instagram, mm-hmm. in my opinion, you know? So it was an intimidating jump, but I just decided, you know, after kind of just messing around for a while and doing nonsense, I was like, okay, I think this is what the direction I'm going to go in. And I've just gone full in, and I've tried to be really, really militant with myself about that. Like, I mean, I've obviously missed days and here and there, but I'm like, every day I have to put something out, and I've just stayed really committed to that. I don't know. It's been interesting.
Yeah. I see on the For You page all the time and your really? Tips on there. Yeah, I do. Like, I love it. Like, every time I go on, I see like a tip from you, and it's like, it's so like, I wouldn't say like branded, but like consistent. It's like you have like the same background, and it's like, okay. And like, you get me like sucked in with the tip. It's like, okay, yeah, I need like my hips are tight or something. Like, help me out. Help me out. Show me what's up. Give me a couple tips. And like, it's fast, it's easy. Mm. And like, I love it. I love it because when we talked before, it was just such a new territory. I was getting on it. Like, I didn't know most people on it were just dancing or teenagers how is anybody going to care about yoga or meditation?
Right. But it's crazy to see, like, actually there's all these different niches within TikTok that are actually pretty substantial, you know, like you have mom talk and you have yoga TikTok, and you have all these different subsets of like crazy niche groups where you're like, okay, wow, I did not know that was a thing, you know?
I like the beginning part of that. We said that, Aaron, and that's good for the listener out there. Like, if you're starting something new and you're unsure how it's going to evolve, and like, there's this giant frog that you have to eat to start. Like, when you just start, like, you just started, like, you kind of mess around with it, and then you get some ideas and inspiration from it, just literally playing around on the platform or doing something within the scope of like, hey, maybe if I try this, or maybe if I like that, and then you hit like, you know, something clicks at some point. But sometimes it doesn't click on like post number one or like on day one of teaching a yoga class. Like, day one, it's like, shit, oh, I got this shit. Like, maybe not. Maybe that's like day 273, but you have to get to day 273 and you're not going to get there if you get overwhelmed in the beginning, overthinking it, like chronic overthinker. Like,
boom,
totally. It's so true. It's so hard to start something because, you know, nobody wants to speak to crickets, you know, nobody wants to like put something out there. Like, you put all this effort in and then like nobody watches it, or it gets, I think it's worse if you get 10 views than if you get zero, you know? And so like, that always feels really bad, but I have definitely learned that, for me anyway, like, you have to just, this is what I tell myself, you know, you have to be okay with like being embarrassed sometimes, like falling flat on your face, you know, whatever, I don't care. And I heard this thing, this is like a really funny, serious thing to relate back to TikTok, but that's the approach. And a long time ago, I listened to this motivational speaker. His name was Les Brown. And I think he's dead now. Like, he's super old school.
Yeah.
And he had this whole speech that he talked about where like, you have to be the person who just, no matter what, like, you're going to keep going. It doesn't matter if you get laughed at, it doesn't matter how many times you fail, you're just going to keep moving forward. And if you keep moving forward, like, you will get to whatever end goal you're trying to get to. And it's so simple, you know, but I think that this idea of how you define yourself to yourself makes all the difference in the world when it comes to how you're going to approach, you know, starting something new or pursuing something that you want. So, you know, I just sort of heads down and accept the fact that I'm going to look really dumb sometimes because something I put out there is not going to land, or nobody's going to watch it, or I'm going to get a ton of hate, which has happened, and very hard, but like, you know, I don't care. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll have these failures behind me. It's fine, but I'm going to keep going.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, I love that we have you on the show because I feel like you can relate to what we do so much in terms of like, you know, how the traditional yogis and some of the hate we get, and it's like, you're not a yogi and blah, blah, blah. I really, yeah, I love that you're on and you can relate to us because
just taking,
yeah,
taking
we're doing other stuff. Yeah,
taking L's in cancel culture daily. Taking L's in cancel culture.
Definitely. You know, it's funny. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I truly could not care less if like traditional yoga people come at me for not being this or not being that. Seriously don't care at all. I think what gets me worse is when you get those people who start saying things to you that echo your own insecurities, you know? So it's not the yoga people. Yeah. It's like that echo, well, maybe, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, or your beard's too big. I don't know. When all those little things that you think negatively about yourself, then you start hearing in comments and you're like, oh my God, those things get me more than like yoga people. I don't give a shit about yoga people.
Yeah. It's like getting exposed, you know, but it goes back to what you said earlier. It's like, if you know, if you define your own truth and your path, right, and you walk the path, eventually you're going to get there. All the haters are just going to be behind you in the dust as you walk the path. And Karen, I just said Karen. I wasn't talking about Aaron. I was just literally thinking about Karen.
Freudian slip here. Karen's on your mind.
No. Karen in her basement, you know, commenting, you know, about like all the commenting because she's like, she's miserable. And it's so sad that she's saying these negative things about you or whoever, like on any platform. Sure. Right. And I meant to say, like, you know, there's someone out there, but Karen just came out of my mouth because it probably is her out there, you know? And the reality is like that person's suffering and they're sharing, you know, they're putting their junk like out there into the internet where they can just vomit wherever. And then someone's going to read it. And then like they're just trying to bring the vibration down because they're not up vibrating where you are, you know? So,
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I know that you can't, there's no way to build anything of substantial influence without having those people. Like it's inevitable. People who are perfect, you know, and like saints have people who are walking behind them with their pitchforks saying how bad they are. So, you know, it's part of the game.
It is.
Yeah. Part of the game. And I love seeing fellow creators like go to a different app and then crush it, you know, just because I love seeing the process, you know, because there's really like a, almost like a formula that I don't know. I know I've talked to Pedro about it, but there really is a formula and it's like trying, you know, it's like seeing what's going to work. And like you said, being persistent and keep going and like what content is working on this app. And then like you found it because I saw like what you were posting before and I remember you had like two or three like pretty viral videos like at first. Mm-hmm. And then you got into like the tutorials. I'm like, oh, she like found it. So it was really cool seeing like the progression.
And you have much knowledge, Aaron. You're so smart. The nascent stuff that you have to share, like it's man, when you're talking about anterior pelvic tilt, I'm like, I suck at yoga. Like, I don't even know.
Thanks Aaron, for putting yourself
Aaron,
down.
What's an anterior pelvic tilt? Can you show me? All I'm talking about over here is like, feel your left hand touch the yoga block.
I'm like getting out notes like to your videos. I'm like, all right, replay.
Just scribing over here. Yeah.
Taking her training.
I appreciate it.
Aaron, do you have trainings or no? Have you ever held a teacher training?
No. So I used to teach the anatomy portion of some of the teacher trainings in my city, like a long time ago when I lived in Florida.
Yeah.
And I used to do that, which is super cool. I really enjoyed that. So I would like to, you know, running a whole training, I don't think is for me, but you know, I had, or at least not right now, but I had an idea. You know, I think a lot of people, like, don't you know those yogis who they want to do teacher training, not to teach, just to like learn more. Yeah. And I feel like I actually want to offer, it couldn't be called a teacher training, but something like mini that is specifically, it's not Yoga Alliance. You know, it's nothing like that. It's just something a little bit more concentrated for people who want to expand their knowledge, but don't necessarily want to teach. So there's no pressure. Like, I'm not going to test you on anything. There's nothing like that. It's just like all of this stuff that I know, not all of it, but how can I like dilute the most important stuff, the most interesting stuff, and like give people that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I thought about doing that.
Yeah, it's like a workshop, but not a work. Like, it's whatever, like
broader.
Between the workshop and the training, like whatever that is, it's called like the bad yogi thing. Like
exactly. Exactly. So I do a lot of workshops, and I love that stuff. And I think that's like my favorite thing to do, is get more in depth into all of this. So I would like to do some kind of training, but not yoga teacher training in that
sure.
sense.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's and you have a great audience, you know, and we're going to talk about this. We talked about before the show, y'all, about like how, like, sometimes Brian, me, like, we kind of go unnoticed in some parts of like our on our path over the years. We've been doing this stuff a long. Aaron's been doing it longer than Brian and I've been alive. But but the reality is very rude. Sorry. You've been teaching for like 15 years. How long have you been teaching for?
Yeah, 20? I think technically it's like 17, but yeah, it's so like wild. A
long time. So, yeah. You know, and it's amazing to see like the progression of growth when you really have your own brand and your own thing, and you're just all in on you. And you're like, okay, I've, like, partnerships come to some people's ways, things fall in other people's laps. And it's we're not getting handouts all the time. Like everything that each and every one of us that's here on this screen right now, it's earned, like earned by putting, like, you know, chopping wood, carrying water, fingers in the dirt, digging the hole, like all this stuff is been earned. And I think there's a lot of value in that, because Aaron, you've done it on your own bootstrap. Like, you figured the shit out, you know? And I think that's really inspiring. You know, what is the one thing that you would say to somebody out there that's like, hey, it's starting, and it's like, they keep going and they're like, oh, it's just getting, it's hard. Like, it's, you know, cause entrepreneurship is hard. Like, what is a piece of advice you give for someone out there that's like, hey, I'm just trying to start something, or I'm been 4 years into it and I'm still trying to get traction?
I think there's a couple things. So, you know, for people who get stuck on the pre-beginning, you know, like, oh, how do I just start? I don't know how to just start. I don't know how to just begin. I'm kind of like, dude, I mean, at some point, tough love. Do something. Like, you have to take a step. No one's going to make you, no one's going to beg you, you know? Like, there are very few people who have like such a strong idea or such a strong, something that people are going to be like, please start this thing and offer it. That's not going to happen. So at some point you just have to do something, and you have to accept the fact that the first thing you do, the first step you take, might not be right. It might be terrible. Like you mentioned with TikTok, we'll just keep using that as an example.
Sure.
You know, like, the videos that I start with, if you go back to the beginning, they have nothing to do with what I do now. I was just trying to see what works. Like, what do people respond to? I don't know. And in my case, I was like, okay, well, I have to create content that relates back to what I offer as a service in my business. And, you know, I'm a mom, but I don't sell anything that has to do with that. So I'm a yogi. Yeah. How do I translate what I do into something that's, you know, consumable on TikTok? So yeah, you have to just start. Nobody's going to beg you to do that. Just take a step. And then if it's been a long time and you're not getting traction, I think you have to reevaluate, you know, like, you can't be, I have a tattoo that the only tattoo I have is on my arm, and you can't really see, but it says it's not that precious. And this is my constant reminder that, like, if it's not working, do something different, you know, like, even if the idea might be great, but how you're presenting it, or the platform you're presenting it on, might just not be the thing, you know, might not be the place you need to be. So, like, don't build up in your head like, oh, I've spent so much time talking about this one thing and nobody wants it. Drop it, you know, like, try something else. Who cares? Like, it's not that precious. It's not that delicate. It's okay to just go in a different direction, say it differently. So yeah, I would say those are the two things.
It's really good advice. That really is. It's like, yeah, because sometimes, like, in my head, I'm like, this is going to be great. You know, I'm going to go this way. Then I get those 10 views.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I'm like,
that means myself. Like,
that means the algorithm was working. And then it's just like, no, if it's like, if I get zero, it's like, okay. Yeah, it's a platform, like, it's down or something. But 10, I'm like, that means 10 people saw it, hated it, and then they're like, I'm not showing this piece of crap content. It's not funny at all.
Yeah.
Two hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after 2 hours of editing it, I'm like, okay, that was a big fail.
And isn't it so, like, I admire people like you guys who, or like, comedy is your thing. trying to be funny is such a vulnerable experience. Like trying to make someone laugh and putting yourself out there like that, you know, like when you get the laughs, it's like, oh yes, you know, that's great. That sounds like, and then if you don't, like you said, the 10 or whatever, you're like, I want to melt into the earth and die right now. So yeah, it's,
yeah, it's funny. I know it's just like the same thing, you know, like you post something and you think it's going to be great and it doesn't work out so well. And I'm just like, well, whatever, you know, just like, I just don't like now I had the same kind of mentality. Now it's like, I just don't fucking care. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's good. I think it's valuable. And I'm not trying to sell it. Like, if I'm trying to sell something and like nobody's buying it and you put something out there, you ask all the questions like, hey, would you sign up for this? Hey, are you interested in this? Like, I put so much work into this. This program's amazing. Like, yes, yes, yes. And you're getting like cricket. Yeah. You're like, yeah, well, shit, I guess it's on me, you know, it's on me, but you know, but there it goes. But at the same time, if we're staying, you know, and this is for everybody out there, right? If you're staying true to yourself, right. And you're offering whatever it is that you're selling, whatever it is that you're offering, whatever it is that you're doing, and you're authentic about it, people will come, but maybe just like the message that's coming out is skewed, right? It just needs to be direct, like in a different platform or directed differently to the right person. You know, the people will come and you can create community around everything. Like, hey, you see this black pen right here? Yo, if we meet up at midnight with our black pens, we can create something amazing. You know, people are going to show up with a black pen.
True. You know, I think that there's a group for everything. And I think people, especially now, you know, in this post-COVID world, people really crave connection. And if you can give people that feeling of being seen, of being understood, of having people who are like them, that's, you win, you know? And it's just a matter of finding where to put your message.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where to put your message.
Go ahead, Brian.
And what advice would you give someone to find their niche? I mean, because we all have like, we're all like similar on this Zoom. We're all similar, but we have like our own niche. So it's like, yeah, how would like someone new creating content, how would you recommend they find their niche?
I think I can only speak, you know, like from my own experience. And I think you have to ask yourself, what is it that people regularly come to you for? What do people know you for? I think when you're starting to offer something online, it is often because you've offered this thing in person. And I don't necessarily mean like a product, but you know, whether you're a yoga teacher or in the wellness industry, people, you'll, as you have clients and customers, people will start to tell you things that like, oh, I love when you do this, or I love that you always have this kind of music. I love that you tell us these things. I love your adjustments. I love your humor. I love that you don't take yourself too seriously. Whatever you tend to hear on repeat, that is probably something to pay attention to. And all combining that with what you personally know your strengths are is usually a combination that will lead you in a successful direction. Like for me, I'm not big into spirituality. I mean, I am, but in my own personal life, I don't weave spirituality into my classes. And, you know, that gets me a lot of criticism, but it also, more than criticism, it gets me people who are like, I'm so glad you don't do that. I'm glad that it's practical. I like that it's just applicable and straightforward. And so I lean all the way into that because that is me. That's what I like to do. I think I'm good at communicating these things. And the other piece is that my goal is always like, I really love when my students feel seen, like I am paying attention to them. So I rarely just go through like speak through cues. Like, you know, in yoga teacher training, you're taught how to cue things. I will say those cues. But you know, when you're teaching and you're cueing people and you're looking around the room and you're like, literally no one is doing what I'm telling them to do. You know?
Yeah.
So I love those moments because then I'm like, okay, I got to stop. And I will tell people, okay, everybody stop. Now look in the mirror and notice what your knee is doing here or whatever the case is. So I take this exact thing and I put it, that's what I'm doing on TikTok. I'm like, what do I see people do over and over and over again? And how can I kind of gently, lovingly, in a fun way, call them out and be like, pay attention. You know?
Yeah.
And so Yeah, I think everybody has this. Everybody has a strength. And sometimes to find your strength, to uncover it, it takes time in your industry. So you need a little bit of practice. You probably won't, you're not going to know this right out the gate, you know, as a new teacher, as a new massage therapist, as a new fill in the blank. It takes a little time. And then you'll start to hear those things on repeat that people tell you, I love that you do this. You're so good at that. And then you'll start to combine that with what you know your strengths are. Are you a great speaker? Are you good at communicating? Are you funny? Are you insanely good looking? You know, like what are the things that you know? Yes, obviously all of the above. But, and then you can start to combine those, and that is your niche.
Yeah. That's really good advice, Aaron. That's mm-hmm. really, really solid. Thank you for sharing that. You know,
yeah.
It's like, yeah. Cause I think as people continue to grow and as the world continues to evolve, so many more folks are now investing in themselves and building, you know, building brands for themselves. And it's like, they're trying to attract people and like, they're trying to figure out the way to do it. And that's some really sound advice, Aaron. So thank you. And from someone that who has clearly done it, you know, I mean, you've been an entrepreneur for a long time, like, you know, and I think you told me before your husband's entrepreneurial too, right? So you guys, I mean, it's like, you're all in on yourselves. Like, that's it. Like, there's no check coming on next Friday with the benefits taken out. It's not happening.
Totally. Sometimes I think about that and I'm like, oh, it's kind of like floating in the middle of the ocean. And you're like, good thing I don't think about this too often. Yeah.
That's so funny.
You just go right back to pretending like it's not.
Yeah. Now that you're, how has life evolved for you? So now that your son is 2.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. Yeah. So having brand, right? Family life balance. Like, what is it like now balancing mom life, you know, family life, work life?
Because that's super hard. It's so tricky. You know, I think I really underestimated how tricky that balance would be. Mm. Now, I also will say that, you know, all kids, having young kids is a difficult chapter in life. Yeah. I had an exceptionally difficult time. My baby, as a baby, he was like the kind of baby that people hope they don't get, you know, like screamed for a year, colic for a year, just nonstop, day and night, didn't sleep, you know, this kind of thing. So it was a very, very difficult transition. Now, you know, he's 2, he's awesome. We have so much fun. You know, he's so smart. You always think your kid is like the best.
Genius.
And I literally told him that the other day and I was like, I got to stop. Cause he looked at, there were 2 candles on the table and he goes, Mama, 2 candles. And I was like, oh my God, call Mensa. My kid's going, you know.
He's coming over.
I know. So yeah. it's better now, but you know, you're always torn between these 2 places. Like I want to fulfill this side of me, this, you know, working and having a business. I want to do that. But I also don't want to miss any part of this little being's, you know, upbringing. So you start to have this understanding that there's always going to be, when you're tending to one, you're pulling away from the other. And it's just toggling back and forth, making sure that the sacrifice on both sides is relatively equal, and whatever equal means to you.
Yeah.
So it's been tough. And because my husband and I do both work full time in this business, we have a good schedule where I have space to do what I need to do for work while he hangs out one-on-one with our son and vice versa. So, you know, we do give each other enough time to fulfill that professional side of our lives, but it is tough. It is so tough. So I bow down to all parents who I didn't understand before. It's a difficult balance to strike.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think that finding the balance is the key. You know, we all have kids, you know, I have 3, yeah. Brian has 1. Yeah. Oh. Brian's got Noah and it's finding it. And then, you know, obviously finding a balance within that, your partner and all the things is tricky as an entrepreneur, as someone that's, you know, taking time to do things, to create, you know, especially I always find it tricky. It's like, if you have a really good idea, then you think it's like a winner. You know, and they just come randomly. Like, you're just like, you know, you're just like outside in the backyard, like, you know, whatever, tossing the ball around. You're like, shit, man, I got something. Like yeah, I was yeah. looking at that tree up there and I got something.
Yeah.
It's like you put in your phone and like all the wheels are spinning, you know, it's in those moments that I have to really, for me, you know, I have to scale back and remind myself like, wait, I'm in, you know, family time, you know, let me just put this in my phone so I can take it out of here and store it somewhere.
Yes.
But come back to it. But I always find that tricky little balance of like, shit, I gotta make this TikTok real quick. I'll be back, you know, but not actually acting on it in the moment all the time.
And then you
sometimes just make my kid take the TikTok.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Brian. Yeah, put him to work.
Genius. And then you've had those moments where you're like, oh, this is so good, I'll definitely remember it. And you don't write it down. And then like 3 hours later, you're like, I have no idea what I thought I was gonna do. Ceremony.
And it was so good. It was such a good idea too.
So good.
It was the one.
Yeah.
It was the viral post.
Ah. Always the one. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Aaron, now that you're doing, so the pandemic, you were already doing mostly, I think you're doing everything virtual except for like your annual meetup that you had canceled last year. You know, when you bring your community together in the hills of Virginia or wherever it was. That's off the top of my head. Maybe, is it Virginia?
Was I right? Really close. It was New Jersey.
Okay, close.
In Princeton, like
one and a half states over, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so close. Are you doing that again now? And did you do one this year in 2021 or no?
Did not. No, I haven't done anything in person since 2019. Dang. Yeah, 2019. And you know, I would like to again, of course. Sure. I don't know when that's going to happen. You know, it's like, now we're in this habit of not getting together. So it almost feels like weird if I were to plan this big thing. Like, is that responsible? Should I do that? I don't know. Sure. You know, I don't know.
Just questions. Yeah, just questions. And if it just feels, and if you have, and that goes for anything out there, like I share this advice to people all the time, like unsolicited, right? If it's not a hell yes, like hell yeah, just for now, it's just a no right now. And that doesn't mean it's a no forever for something like this, but just for right now, it's like, that would just take too much energy to put into that. I'm just not sure that it's just right for the moment, you know?
Exactly. So,
yeah. The timing really has to be right on things in life. And if it's no one, I was just curious, you know, if you were doing something like that again.
So now,
going forward, right? So now it's like, okay, now we're at this part of life. So what's next for you and Bad Yogi from here?
Well, we're planning for next year. I am going to officially start working in a little bit more strength training to our yoga stuff. I think it's very important, and also a lot of our community does this, but they don't have a lot of guidance for how to do it and how to do it safely at home, etc. So yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot more of that, still primarily yoga, but supplementing with this other stuff, and I'm going to do some more workshops, I think, really just more of what we already currently do, but hopefully more, more suited to what people want in this next year.
This next phase of life.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm on your email
sweat
list.
On.
Yeah, get the sweat on. Yeah, the sweat's good. Yes.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw some of your like other like the workout stuff, and I was like, I'm not ready for that yet. I just need more Shavasana. I need more like pelvic tilt stuff. My hips are just
anterior pelvic tilt.
There you go.
Yeah, I need that. I have a super serious question. We're gonna get deep here.
Let's go.
Okay,
that burger picture that you have, is that a real burger, and where can I get it?
So you know what's so funny? It is parts of it are real, parts of it are fake. The burger, like the meat part, was actually a chocolate chip cookie because this was taken so many years ago now, I hardly remember, but like the actual meat patty was too thin. It didn't look realistic in a picture. So we ended up like rummaging through our stuff. Like, what can we possibly use to make this look more burger-like? And it ended up being like a packaged crappy chocolate chip cookie.
So interesting
behind the scenes.
and if you're not sure we're talking about, y'all, this is Bad Yogi's like awesome profile photo. And apparently she's ageless because she looks the same age as she does now that she did then. So
yeah, it's the one photo I've stared at so much. That burger is just like, it's just the whole picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. I'm sure you got a lot of hate for that picture. Did you get it? Like, oh my gosh, a yogi eating the biggest burger in the world.
And you know, that picture was taken in like 2013 or something. So jeez, it was, that was also the yoga industry has evolved so much in the last few years. So then that was super taboo, like yogis eating meat. I did also around that time, I did a, one of the few brand partnerships I did with a sake company, and whoa, the amount of crap I got for that was insane. So crazy. Note to self, don't partner with an alcohol company if you are a yogi.
Sukiyaki Savasana Bomb.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was great, but.
Oh man.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Me too. I'm in. I like this, Aaron. what do you think? So, shit, what was I going to say, y'all? It was something about the burger. Oh no. Aaron is the original creator of the Inhale Tacos, Exhale Negativity.
Yeah,
I am. And I'm correct on that, right, Aaron? I'm correct.
I think so. I think we made the unofficial statement in our last podcast together.
Did we? Okay. All right. So it's okay. We're reminiscing on that, but that, y'all, I just, in case you never listened to episode 20 in season one, I think it's episode 20, that Aaron is the creator of that. And she inspired a lot of, like, when I started making memes, Aaron was a big inspiration for, like, just like watching her, like what she was doing. I think I reached out to her on DM to collab. She ghosted me, but it's okay. No worries. I had no clout. I had no status. I was literally, like, I was straight nobody. I had like 10 views. Oh, no. Let's use that reference. I had 10 views. And I was like, cool. Like, we should make something. And in my head, anytime I would reach, okay, but I'm putting this out there. Like, anytime I would reach out to someone when I had like 1,000 followers, I'm like, let's do a collab. They'd be like, cool. Like, what do we do? Like, what do you, like, what are you thinking? I'd be like, oh shit, I have no idea. Like, cause I had no fucking clue what to do. Yeah. I just wanted to say, like, hey, I'm working with Bad Yogi or whoever.
You got ghosted, man.
Right.
Yeah. Aaron,
oh my God, I'm so sorry. It probably was not intentional. I mean, I do forget. So, like, I'll open a DM, read it, and be like, I'll go back to this later. I'm never going to go back to it. You know,
it's like that TikTok idea when you're outside, like, oh, it's going to be a good one.
Yes. Nope.
Aaron, you probably really just like saw his DM and looked at his page and like, this guy's just not funny at all. Like,
this guy's straight lame.
No, you guys are great. You guys are always so funny. I've talked about that before with other people. Like, when we've used examples of people who like do things really well in their niche, like, you've come up in conversation before. So
thanks. Well, thanks for bringing us up. You know, it's like, and we're just staying true to the, to our values, right? Yoga, mindfulness, gratitude, practicing all those things. We have a touch of humor. We keep it light. We like to have inspiring conversations. We like to know what other people are doing within the yoga niche in the community and how they're elevating, you know, how you're elevating your personal, you know, your specific community, but ultimately that spreads out to the whole world, you know, over the course of like life. So we always appreciate amazing people like you coming on the show, and we appreciate you taking the time to be here with us and share some of your insight and your wisdom. The niche Q tip was super good. Like, I have what I think, what I tell people when I have that question, but it's always awesome to hear it from another entrepreneur's perspective. And it's like, it's just great reminders. So thank you for sharing your infinite wisdom on this episode of the show.
Oh, of course. It's a pleasure. I think too, whenever, if you ask someone that question, you know, like, what resonates with one person might be that answer versus another person might resonate with this one, and so on and so on. So even if it's a lot of times the same thing said in different ways, sometimes you just hear it one way and you're like, oh yeah, I get it now, you know.
Yeah, you get it. It's like taking the class, like the yoga teacher, like when the student comes up after class, like, I heard you say when we were in triangle today, like, lengthen my spine.
Right.
And I tell you that in every class, Carl. Like, I tell you that every time. but today, they were able to receive the download, the information, because you allow the yoga to meet you where you are. You allow the cues and the messages from whoever's sharing them to meet you wherever you are in the moment. And sometimes it just hits different. You know what I mean? Totally. Sometimes it just hits different, whether it's a different person or just you on a different day. So,
yeah.
In any event, I think that's good for this episode. I think that's amazing. Yes. I learned so much and I had a lot of fun. Aaron, you're amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah. Thanks for being
here. For sure. We'll have to get you on again for sure in the future. Season three.
Year 2023.
For sure. Let's do it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, everybody.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Peace. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.